33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Lots of us have a cabinet or closet at home with a stack of homemade VHS tapes, or maybe those little tapes that went into camcorders, remember? I even have some Super 8s on little plastic reels in the closet. What's on them may be personally meaningful in some way, worth keeping for sure. But in this age of Blu-rays and digital files, you think you'll ever watch them again? Oh, come on. Really? To the rescue is the Texas Archive of the Moving Image. The nonprofit's marking 10 years of traveling the state, thousands and thousands of miles, in hopes of preserving these films and videos, whether we're talking about home movies or an industrial or educational film. The only catch here is that the film has to have something to do with Texas. They'll digitize it and give you a copy, and they'll also keep a copy for their archive, so there's that as well. So why would a group want to collect old home movies and copies of local TV shows and such? For some answers, we turn to the founder and executive director of the Texas Archive of the Moving Image. Caroline Frick is here in our studios. Caroline, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Why are you interested in all of these? I mean, this is such ephemera in so many cases.
It is. It is ephemera in lots of ways. And I think the question that you pose is one that we hear all the time as we've traveled the state is, I'm barely interested in my own home movies. Why on earth are you interested? And the exciting part of what we've been doing is that, in essence, we're trying to write a different history of the state. If you think about a kind of oldie-timey history, it was about the great men and the great wars. Well, what about everybody else? And I think that that's what we've been trying to do with one reel of 8mm at a time. And you never know what you'll uncover in those closets. Granted, a lot of birthday parties, a lot of Christmas trees, presents. But then again, you have somebody that walks in Amarillo with a reel that just says Selma. And it turns out it's footage of the protests in Selma.
That happened?
Absolutely happened in Amarillo. It was a tractor salesman who happened to be in Selma and happened to document the marches going on. And it tells a radically different perspective of that moment in time than the documentaries that are produced by PBS or by independent documentarians. It tells a very different story.
This is sort of the living, breathing YouTube of the state of Texas, in a sense. I mean, I have to admit, I've actually gotten lost in the archive for hours, and it's a lot of fun. But I have to say that too, part of it is looking at the old buildings and trying to piece together where things are and connect that to your own sense of memory. With a lot of these films, there's no narration. And so you kind of have to put these pieces together yourself, right?
That's right. In some ways, it's the best description. It's of our organization. It's a curated YouTube of Texas. The reason that I'll say curated is so much research goes into this. Out of the thousands and thousands of terabytes of data that we have, only a portion goes online because we have to be able to figure out the context. And in many cases, even the folks that are bringing in the material don't know the context either.
Well, you have, in fact, a separate section on the site. Help us out here. We have some pictures. We want to know what's going on, for example, right?
Yes. And actually, that's one of the most important aspects of what we do. And it's why it's exciting to be here on the Texas Standard. It's kind of an appeal to people to say, look, if you grew up in San Angelo and you have any idea of who these people are from the Miss Wool competition in the 1960s, please let us know.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The Miss Wool competition in the 1960s. Why is that something that you would find intriguing and something you think worth getting the backstory on, for example?
Well, did we know that, one, Miss Universe started in Galveston? We have some footage of bathing beauties down
amazing.
In Galveston in the 20s.
Uh-huh.
Or did we know that there were actually local pageants that were nationally broadcast, like the Miss Wool competition in San Angelo, which was really to celebrate an industry?
So, 10 years now. Do you have a favorite video, something that stands out as especially unique, one that you find yourself thinking about going back to repeatedly?
There was an open call audition when they were filming the movie Selena. And this was thousands of young women who lined up dressed like Selena to audition. Now, the role eventually went to Jennifer Lopez. However, we talk a lot within film history about the competition for who was going to play Scarlett. For me, Selena was more important.
That is solid gold. So how do you find that people use this archive as a practical matter? Is it that people are just kind of looking around for interesting stories about their own past or the past of their cities where they grew up, that sort of thing? Or how else are they using it?
Well, we have I think a lot of different constituents. We try to work and have worked with K through 12 social studies educators as much as possible. So we find that they can use this kind of material in the classroom. But I would say that it is a lot of people looking for their hometowns, or perhaps in some cases, we've even had some family members find relatives that they had no idea were actually ever filmed.
That's amazing.
So it's an array.
Well, given that this is the 10th anniversary and we have the opportunity to reach out across the state, what's your appeal?
Preservation is important. These stories, your stories, are vital. So get in touch, let us know, and come visit us on the archive site. Everything's free.
Oh, it's so much fun, too, I got to tell you. Caroline Frick is the founder and executive director of the Texas Archive of the Moving Image and an associate professor in the Radio, Television, Film Department at UT Austin. Caroline, good to see you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for your time.